You're one of the few. The next item on our agenda is item 7, discussion by Energy Vermont Yankee and potentially other Vermont generators regarding waste shipments to the facility and so on and so forth. And so I'll call on Vermont Yankee.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is David Tegach. I'm the Radiation Protection Manager at the Vermont Yankee site in Vernon. And I have a little presentation here, so I'm going to move over. And I've been told I'm pretty loud, so I might not need the microphone.
All right. Well,
all right. So we're part of the Texas-Vermont Compact. I'm glad to be there. This is a picture of the Vermont Yankee Station, looking over the hill, and the tall square building in the back is our reactor building. The long green building in the front is our turbine building. And if I had a pointer, I could show you, but I'll show you where our west site boundary is. This is the old Governor Hunt House. He was a lieutenant governor back in the 1700s. We did a complete restoration of that building. But basically, our owner-controlled area and our fence line runs through here. So it's roughly 3 football fields from the turbine building. And since we are a boiling water reactor, our turbine is contaminated radioactive. So that emits radiation to our west site boundary. That's very critical for us, since the limit is 20 millirem. And overall, based on components, the turbine, and some storage areas on site, we're roughly around 18 and a half, maybe 19, depending on how many what we have stored there. So we're very close to our west site boundary limit. Okay, the NRC issued a 20-year license renewal in 2012, so we're currently licensed by NRC to operate until 2032. 100% of the generation goes to the nuclear power grid, New England grid, and we displace 2 million tons of carbon dioxide per year. We have 600 plus full-time employees, and we provide an economic benefit to the region of $100 million a year. Vermont and Texas, a little strange, but we would fit in a county of Texas, I think. We're glad we partnered years ago.
Bring it home to me and I'll work on that.
As Ron had mentioned, this was ratified by the Texas, Vermont, and at the time, Maine legislatures in 1993, approved by Congress in 1998. The site was licensed in 2009 by the Texas Commission of Environmental Quality and opened this year. The first low-level waste shipment was from the state of Vermont. It was that small drum that Rod showed going into one of the containers, and the University of Vermont and Fletcher Elemental Center, I believe it was a sealed source shipment that was put in the ground there. So the first shipment to this facility was from the state of Vermont. First shipment from Vermont Yankee.